expected to be praised, beautiful in all situations. You are the God of the whole world. You are the great and mighty God. So greatly to be praised, beautiful in all situations. You are the joy of the whole world. You are the great and
situation is what?
Beautiful.
In all situation is what?
It's beautiful.
Okay, so sing it with us, the band. Can you sing it again?
You are the great and mighty God, so greatly to be praised, beautiful in all situations.
It's the joy.
You are the joy of the whole world.
It's beautiful.
You are the great and mighty God.
Ah.
So greatly to be praised, beautiful in all situations. You are the joy of the whole world.
The final saying,
Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Today is our family meeting. Hallelujah. You're welcome to church. God is faithful. And he's good. He says he's beautiful in all situations. You know, beauty lies in the eye of the beholder. Abi? You understand what it means? Do you need me to explain it? Amen. You know, I see some people, they have dogs. They like dogs. And they bring, some, they say, this dog is very beautiful. And this dog looks like terror. It's very beautiful. You can identify with that. Beauty lies in the eye of the beholder. Amen. But we read something this morning in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, in his eyes, we are flawless. Hallelujah. The song, it says, is beautiful in all situations and is the joy of the whole world.
Glory.
Amen. Amen. Has God been faithful to you?
Yes.
Have you been faithful to God? Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. You have testimonies? I didn't see anybody send me any question. So,
emi ko le se ke bi ma yin oluwa o
emi ko le se ke bi ma yin oluwa o baba mi lo je olorun agbalagba baba mi lo je olorun agba oye emi ko le se ke bi ma yin oluwa o hallelujah
one more time
emi ko le se ke bi ma yin oluwa
I traveled, I went to Abeokuta, I went to my hometown, and on my way, I passed that spot. You know that spot? Do you know that spot? Ah. I don't even know the spot. Who said yes? Your people are dangerous. I wanted to put money, but I see your faces, I know you know the spot. I passed that spot where I had an accident in 2012. That my car somersaulted 3 times. And then it was upside down on the other side of the express. So if you are going this way, it somersaulted, and then on the other side of the express, it was upside down. And it was not upside down by the side of the express. It was upside down right across the express. So if the lane is this wide, the car was upside down and it covered. So if 2 cars were coming from Lagos, they had no choice. They rammed into the car because it was right in the middle of the express. And the people in the car, I said, look at this spot. I said, I had an accident there. 2012. Yeah, no, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. I said, ah. As if the accident was going to happen again. But God is faithful. I look back at that day and I'm like, wow. I told you before, I said, when you see... How many people want after testimony? Raise your hand now so I can. So when you see, Emi ko le se, Emi ma yin Oluwa o. Let me just cut my story. Let me start from Toby. It's Toby I saw. That one I pretend my head. Let me just start. Yeah, very quickly.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus. I would just like to sing one song.
Okay.
He's never late. No, no, he is not a late God. He's never failed anyone I know. He is always on time. He's never late. No, no, he is not a late God. Hallelujah. I just want to appreciate the name of the Lord because over my life, over my family, he has never been late. He has never been late. Even when things were looking like this thing is not going to happen. This thing is not going to happen. Even some things that I'm not qualified for, God just showed up. God just make a way where it seems as if there's no way at all. I just want to appreciate the name of the Lord for this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Habakkuk 2 says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that they may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. He said in our song that God is never late. Hallelujah. And you too should understand that God is never late. I said you should play. What are you doing? Amen. Next question. Mrs. Oluwadare. I can't see. Is people, is, no. Okay, I come. Then Mrs. Oluwadare. Did you change his hand up? No. Is your hand up? So after Mrs. Oluwadare, then you change that. Mrs. Oluwadare.
Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is faithful.
All the time.
So for close to like 2 months, I've been working on something. And it started happening about 3 weeks ago. And last week, it became so bad. I was giving up that will I have to start from the scratch again, because I'm putting in so much effort, so much time. And yesterday, it seems as if things were going to be very, very rough. But I bless the name of the Lord that after I got home, I went to do what I had to do, and God finalized it yesterday. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. He has his ears to our plea. Please come. So please.
Hallelujah. My testimony this morning is based on Psalm 40 verse 10. The Bible says, I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. This is a verse that motivated me to want to give this testimony, but I'm going to cut everything short. Last year, October, I tried to do something, and I put in a lot of money. I sold what I think that I want to sell to raise money. But I want to say thank you for fighting my battles for me. Jehovah Olugeja, thank you, fighting my battles for me. Jehovah Olugeja. What I tried to do last year, October, did not really pull through. And I've already put in a lot of money for that thing that I tried to do. So it did not go through, and my money was stuck in it. So then I decided that if I cannot, like the Yoruba proverb, Tiwaju oba se lo, eyan se pada. See, so I tried to, okay, since it is not working as I have planned, let me try to get my money. But to get the money is like, I never thought I could recover the money. All the things that I sold, the Lord gave them back to me. All the things, I sold them. But God gave them back to me. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for his faithfulness. I want to thank God because I prayed. I also waited on God. I want to thank God for the people that also helped me to pray. I want to thank God for my family. I want to thank God for support. I want to thank God for all that he has done for me. God is faithful. He is faithful. Indeed, he is really faithful. I have really tasted his faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Cast your cares upon him. Lamentations 3, where we were praying yesterday. Lamentations 3, I think we read verse 22, verse 23. And then we also read Psalm 68, verse 19. It says, because of his lost mercies and his loving kindness, we are now consumed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Because his compassions, they fail not. Amen. When we go to him, he will come to us, hallelujah, and we'll see him in all that we do. And this testimonies are to encourage all of us this morning. Okay? The people that know, share the testimonies, they have that encounter with God, and they will not look back. Those are landmarks. Anytime you face anything, it's beautiful in all situations. But also remember, as he said, in October. When did you recover? She recovered in July. But between October and July, she did not give up. Amen. And if you are putting your money in something, you are not selling shoe, Abby. Even even if it's true, anything precious to you that you put into it. And God returned everything and returned the money as well. Nothing broken, nothing missing. God can do it for her. He's no respecter of persons, like the Bible tells us. He'll do for you and I the same thing. So if you want to know how she weathered the storm, say life. You know Romans 15 verse 4. He says these things were written for our learning. These stories are told for our learning. Amen. So that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, will have what? Hope. And these things that we are saying, these testimonies, are told for our learning. So that we also, because these ones have relied on the scripture, we can have patience and comfort and then hope. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year has been, let me talk like Choma. This year has been a year of soft work. I want to thank God so far, one, for my family. Thank him for my wife. Thank him for everything around me, everyone around me. It's been a year of no struggle. You know, everything I lay my hands upon, it works. I want to thank him for wisdom to be outstanding. Wherever I find. In fact, you know, most times I go to somewhere, I see people who have more knowledge about the job more than me. But I've always told God something that whenever I put my leg, wherever I step my leg into, I want to be outstanding in what I do. I want to thank him for the promotion he has granted to my family, to my wife this year. Thank him for increase in payments. I want to thank him for, you know, I think was it like 2 Sundays ago or so, Pastor Mike preached and he spoke something about, you know, this, the condition of Nigeria right now, people would not give and all of them. But he said, if they come to you, give, right? You know, within that week, I had like 3 people come to me randomly. And I wanted to say, guy, I don't get to, you know, but I just thought about what Pastor Mike said. It just came to my head immediately. And then I gave. This last month that passed, I had some exhibitions to do. I didn't go to work like that. I only had exhibitions. But, you know, within that month, everybody I used to work for paid me without working for them. And, you know, somebody just giving you 100 plus for doing nothing. And, you know, it's really amazing how God can just come in. You know, things work out for you without stress. And I just want to thank him for always being there whenever we call on him. May his name be glorified in Jesus' name.
Amen. He's beautiful in all situations. Hallelujah. When we obey his commands, when we obey, when we read the word. And like I told you, when Grandpa was talking, he said, this thing, as it comes to me, is revelation. There's knowledge and there's revelation. Hallelujah. Do follow the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Mrs. Joe.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, meta otorara. Hallelujah, meje umapoju. Hallelujah, meta otorara. Hallelujah, meje umapoju. Ti baba se ninu aye mi hallelujah meje o ma poju. So that song says 3 hallelujah not enough, 7 not enough, it's not too much. So the hallelujahs continues endlessly. So quickly, the first testimony is I thank God for my daughter, another year to her life. God has been faithful towards her, towards her parents, to take care of her and to guide her in the path of the Lord. So now I'm a mother of teens. I don't have anybody below teenage age. So I am doing Shakara. Hallelujah. So the second one is, Seth Man always, when he, during School of Miracles, he says something about healing of the toe. And you know when something happens and then you've prayed about it and you believe it will happen,
but it hasn't happened. So anytime he says it, I'm just like, okay, this thing again. But it even got to say that when he says it, I don't come out, or I don't even look at it anymore. But about a year or two ago, I just noticed that my left big toe had maybe an infection or something, and then the nail became black, deformed and all. And I thought, and I hate seeing things like that, really, because I love my toes to be looking nice. So I said I was going to do a surgery, a small surgery on it. So at the end of the day, God didn't let it happen, actually, because I had fixed the appointment. I had done everything. And at the end of the day, I just was like, surgery for this thing. If I remove it, it might not grow. So why don't I just go back to my faith and say, God, heal this toe? So that's what I did. And I said, somebody prescribed something. I used it and all. And all of a sudden today, I've been noticing the changes. But all of a sudden today, I noticed that there's a great change from where it's coming from and now. I can hardly even see that anything happened to that too. And I'm just like, in the smallest of things, you know, sometimes people say, a toenail, is that your problem? It's not my problem, but it disturbs me. It doesn't give me peace. So now I have peace, and I thank God that he has healed it. Hallelujah. And the last one, I also had issues with my eye, especially the right one. And also, it's always the prophecy. The last time I was sitting there, and Setman said something about eye, healing of the eye and all, I didn't come out. I just sat there. I was like, I'm not even coming out, because this eye thing, I'm not going to come out. No. So he just looked at me and I started laughing. He said, you know. And he probably, I don't know if you can remember. And he pulled me onto the stage and he said, God will heal it and he will do it. And I was with someone recently and the person could not see something far off, but I could see it. And I was like, it's not that the eye is totally clear or totally healed, but my sight is almost intact, if you understand what I'm saying. So it's a question of, that thing is there, but the effect of that thing is not there. So it's just like you have an illness. For example, you have malaria, but are not feeling like you have malaria. So I just want to thank God, because it could be worse. It could deteriorate. It could be that I cannot even see better than somebody not using glasses. But sometimes I actually see more than somebody not using glasses. And so it's not about me just saying that, okay, it has been corrected totally. But the effect of it being there, I'm not feeling it. So what's the difference, really? Of course, there are still some things, and I'm still believing for 100%. But the fact is that it's not deteriorating. But I am able to do what I think I won't be able to do, that it is there. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So if he has peace, you know that peace is going to be infectious. That means I have peace. Hallelujah. Amen. But the truth of the matter is that what the Lord has done, even if it takes you 5 years, he has done it since the day he did it. Remember the story of Daniel when he was praying. And he said, since the day you prayed, I've been sent. Hallelujah. I still go back to that scriptures, that you have patience and then you have comfort in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Whatever you perceive, amen. See yourself from the finished work of God. God doesn't leave anything undone completely. He completes this from day one. And it's because of your own progression that it looks like it's taking time. But God has done it. Hallelujah. Amen. Who else? 4, 5. Okay, let me start. Let me start from Toby. I'm going to, and 2 minutes. Everybody, 2 minutes. Somebody should sing again. If you sing, don't play. I don't sing. When a silent person sings, you know that it's going to go very soon.
Okay, praise God. If not for that instruction. But let me just go ahead. Praise God. So I want to thank God. Yesterday on my way to prayer war, I was involved in what I would call a movie on the express, the Korodu Road, the bus that I entered. It just so happened that while he was just running the car in the front, I don't know what they put in the front beside the driver, it just started to film very rapidly. And it was like he was, I think, because of overeating or something. So, but I thank God that where I was sitting in the front, which is generally I like to stay in that that front row towards the door, typically because I like to, when I want to alight, it's easier to alight. But that's when I knew that for emergencies, a good place to stay. But I really thank God that I was, you know, able to, because we were on the express, and then as the driver was just able to slow it down, that's when I saw that people have adrenaline, that it can motivate them to jump, hold and young. And even as I got out, I was able to, you know, and my getting out, I bruised myself in my leg. So when I came, I was just tapping my leg that. So it wasn't until evening when I was talking to someone that earlier today, something happened to me, like I was already feeling much better. But I really thank God because it could have been worse. I thank God for his protection. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He will preserve your soul. Hallelujah. He watches over your steps. Who's the next person? Blessing. Then Bayo, then Mrs. Sajiri, then who? Dari, then Divine.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, please let me sing small. Okay. I'm thanking God for his faithfulness, his protection, and provision. This God is too much. In fact, I was almost out, but God helped me when I lost my younger sister. But I give God all the praise. So this time around, I traveled for my mom's burial. But before the burial, I was having, you know, I was disturbed. How are we going to do it? The money, in fact, all the things they listed out for us. And I said, God, it can only be you. So I handed everything over to him, to the glory of God. When I traveled, the journey was successful. The burial, all the things that we planned to do, God, you know, God gave it to us double. And everything was just more than enough. People were like, these children. Because I know a lot of them, they were there. Let's see what they will do. Now their parents are no longer there. But God really shocked all of them. He shut all their mouth. They could not talk. They were just like, So this is what is going to be. But I'm here this morning to say, Lord, who has, you know, showed up like this in our midst? When we least expected it, I say, may his name forever be praised in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to know that when you have God, you have all things. Hallelujah. People say, "Entowa ni olon, on bobo, loni." Amen. Don't be bothered about what people say or what people think. Look at what God says. What God will do. Amen. Welcome, Chama.
Praise God. I thank God for life. You know, nowadays I'm always out of Lagos, in and out, but I thank God for Johnny Mercy always. Day before yesterday, I had an attack. I was around 4 a.m. I was sleeping, and I had a dream that something bite me. I don't know what bite me. I know where something entered my leg. Immediately, I woke up and I prayed. And after some few minutes, I slept back. I know something is moving from that attack. It's moving up. I woke up again and I still prayed. So, and the thing is moving towards my laps. So I was just pressing it. I'm praying in that dreams. I press it to the extent that when it gets whenever I press it, it expands. Whenever I press it, it is to the time that it got to my knee here, and I'm begging people, please help me to come and remove these things. But lo and behold, to God be the glory, the thing burst out himself. and I saw the shell of eggs, if not for God. And immediately in the morning, my brother called me that he had a dream that my enemy died. And I said, I shall not die, but live and declare the word of the Lord. Thank God for everything.
Hallelujah. Amen. In case you don't know, he's honorable in waiting. No. We'll take over. Who is the next person? You know, I told you that we are going to government.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for what he has done for us. I want to thank God for my family, for keeping us alive, for his provisions, for his care. I want to thank God for the new place that we have. When we were looking out for accommodation, we've looked out for a lot of places and we're getting, so I had a budget in mind. I just added to what where we were staying. I just felt, to me, I just did a small calculation. I said, Lord, just add 200 naira, just add 200,000 naira more to where we were staying. And that's what I want to look out for. So I started looking out for the place and we couldn't get any. They were very, very expensive. At the time, I thought, okay, so they were pushing me to almost go beyond my budget. And I had to actually go beyond my budget a little. I said, okay, even if it's an extra 200 to what I had actually projected, I don't mind. We kept looking out for that place. So one day as I was praying, I was just in my room and I just heard it clearly. I just said to myself, it is this amount. So the amount that I actually had said to myself, I said, I'm not even moving any further. This is what I want. So I was chatting with one of my friends and he now said, have you asked agents in your church? I said, my church is a very small church. We don't have an agent in my church. And he now said, okay. So when we had a family meeting and during the course of it, Mr. Sajere was talking and mentioned this. At the end of service, Blessing now met me, Mama Munachi. She said, are you looking for a house? I said, mm-hmm. She said, I'm an agent too. I said, who knows in this church that you are an agent? And she said, she's an agent now. I said, okay. She said, what type of this thing are you looking out for? I said, see what I'm looking out for. She said, there's a parent in her that have two bedroom flat that is big. That, do I mind? Look at the location. I said, okay, talk with them. In my mind, who is that is Blessing turned agent now, you know? but when God wants to work, and actually she's an agent in case you are looking out for one. So she now told us that they wanted to see us and we followed the procedures, and the landlord said, oh, he'll have to pray that the Holy Spirit will have to tell him. I said, if we are serving the same God, by the time you finish, because I had seen what I lacked, what we liked. So another testimony was that by the time we got to them and we wanted to see the place, they had two vacancies in the compound, in their flat, in their building. And I now said, how much is it? The man now mentioned that amount that I have, that I had already told God that is what I'm looking at. I said, okay. I went, looked at the place, and we came back. We told him the one that we wanted. He came out with a paper. And by the time he scribbled everything that was on the paper, his wife now said that she told him to reduce the rent itself to what the people that are already in the flat is already paying. So he didn't increase it. And so it became lesser than even my budget. Praise God. And by the time they did this total calculation, it was just around what I had actually told God. So I'm just saying this to say that I was specific. Yeah, I was saying that yesterday that during the prayer. Sorry, I've exceeded my 2 minutes. I was saying during the prayer that there are times that you're asking God for something, but you have to be very specific about what you're asking God for. So I was specific about what I was asking God for. And God showed up, and that was how we got this place. So I want to give God praise for this place that is peaceful. And amongst that, I also found out that the place is, I was telling Mr. Sajere, I said, this place, the cost of living is cheaper. It's cheaper than Oguju, you know? And I really want to thank God because he's meeting my needs. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. because of you pay for advertisement. You collect money for advertisement. Okay? Amen. But you see, she says something, and it's very important. I have to be specific. I have to ask God. Hallelujah. You need to ask Him for what you want. And you need to tell Him, this is what I want. He will make a provision for you. In Psalm 81, verse 10, it says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your white mouth. Open your mouth wide. Where did that come from? Open your white mouth, mouth wide. Whether your mouth is wide or is narrow, open it. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Amen. The man that is rich is not the one that has billions. You know that the billionaire now is struggling. Yes, now. Everybody, they are struggling except us. Because we have what we want and we take the demand when we need it. That's the rich man. What you need, when you need it, you place a demand. Concerning the works of my hand, command ye me. That's what the Lord said. Open your wide mouth or your mouth wide, and I will fill it. I know that, what that tells me. If you do like this, open your mouth small. It will only take what you open. If you open it wide, you will fill it. It will surpass whatever you are asking. Or be asking, land by the moment, say, what should I, what can I do for you? Say that I may see. Not that Christ did not see that his eyes were blind. He said that I may see. Hallelujah. He could have said he wanted money to eat. Abi? Because when you go to the roadside and you see people, they just want money. They just want money to make a need. But money does not solve all problems. The root of the problem is what you dig to. He's God and he's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is the next person?
You are the great and mighty God. Praise God. Praise God. Firstly, I want to thank God for my family. I'm using the mic, thank you. I want to thank God for my family. And I want to thank God for my wife. I want to thank God for my son. I want to thank God for my work. I want to thank God for, okay, we moved January to the new apartment. And since January, it means one stuff or the other. The workshop, I've been working. I gave a testimony, was it December or January, about the workshop was sold, as in they bought the apartment. And I've been like, okay, moving to a new place. So like, so I've been trying to do one or two. So I moved from the shop. Which now, I'm still in the workshop, but moved to a new place. I already spent money on the new line, blah, 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 just to make sure the place was conducive to work. So the landlord just called the second day that I already spent like 100K doing the flooring, that, oh, sorry, that is, he just got some fund though, and he will start working on the land next month. But, but my boy was in the workshop. I just left. I didn't see anything. I just went home because it's not too far from home. I just went home. So my wife was like, "What happened?" I said, "Whoa, but she really me go." So I just went to bed. Just like I left everybody at the workshop. After like 2 hours, I was like, "Okay." Then I went back to the workshop. Looking like, "Okay, my face here." And since I've been like, to me, I was like, rougher than even my hair, rougher than the chair that you can see, rougher. So I was just like, God, boy, this stress is too much. My dogs, I had to move my dogs to my guy, to my boy, he was one of my boys. I was like, okay, these two dogs, I beg, just stay with them, just stay with them, just to make sure, like, I've been like, God. But so, okay, just to cut the long story short, just like 4 days ago, one of the landlord was just like, okay, see my land there, this one is my own land, oh yeah, my bombi buy for free. And just told me that, okay, damn Larry, anything you want to do here, just come and do it, and leave these people alone. So I want to thank God, like, you're the favor of God. You're the favor of God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Everything that we do, everything that he has placed in our hands, takes the will of God and his favor. Hallelujah. By the way, he's a carpenter. He's Jesus' son. Amen. Who's next? The last person. Mr. Sajiri? All right. You had the communion ready?
Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I want to give God praise for the leading of his spirit, for direction. And I'm just sharing this testimony to say, no matter how good it looks, you may want A, because it's palatable, your mind is really there. I want to eat starch and banga soup. But God is saying, drink this gari. If God is saying drink this gari, I'll drink the gari and I'll be more nourished than eating that I want to eat, even though it's available. So something happened. I traveled to Benin and we were meant to come back yesterday. We were already on our way. All of a sudden, the car just stopped. I was looking at the driver, you know. The car just stopped and he couldn't explain what happened. He tried to start it again. I was looking at him. I thought initially that he was faking it, but the guy was not faking it. He opened the bonnet and tried, did everything. So I asked him, I said, is oil okay? Is everything okay? He was checking and he just walked across to one filling station. And meanwhile, before we got there, a few minutes before then, I asked him, I said, have you loaded your tank? The guy said, before they go buy for it. So I said, okay, so we're going before that thing happened. So he crossed with a 4-liter keg to go buy for it. He put it. The thing still didn't work. He went back again, bought another one and put it. The thing started. And I said, okay, so your tank is hungry. That's what I just told him. I said, okay, you need to fill your tank. So we gave him money to fill the tank. He filled the tank. At the time we're doing all this, it was already late, past 8 or so. And then we started going. But because it was already late because we were coming to Lagos from Benin, and something in my spirit just said, if this should have this thing again, since this guy does not really know what happened, what will happen? So it was just in my heart. So one woman just spoke what was in my mind, that she think we should go, that it's already late and all that. I didn't say anything. So there was a kind of little, some say go, some say no go, some say go, some say no. The car again stopped again. And we waited after like another 30 minutes struggle again. We were already going. I just told the man, I said, you know what? Return the car. Let's go back. The man was like, everybody just was calm. Nobody, I said, go back. Because at that time, I think that was when I just sent message to person where our car developed fault and this, that, and all that. I think this journey will have to be in the morning. And he said, don't leave when it is still dark. Make sure that they're still. And this morning, as I passed 4, we hit the road. And I just want to thank God that even despite the way, you know, the road, the Benin, Lagos Benin road now is very, very rough. There are some dish that you see that you won't even know. It's like a car size. You can just fall in. And I think there are 2 very, very clear ones that I saw that you can just, your car can just fall in and that will be going under and all that. But I just want to give God praise for Johnny Mercy. I just want to thank him for direction. I know my wife was angry, was saying, but you were supposed to come today. It's about God. It's about direction. It's about following the promptings and the direction of God rather than pleasing any man. I just want to give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for his direction. Amen. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35. The Amplified Version. says, and Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, I now perceive and understand that God shows no partiality and is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, evil venerates and has a reverential fear for God, treating him with worshipful obedience and living uprightly is acceptable to him and sure of being received and welcomed by him. Amen. God will provide every person with the opportunity to receive the blessings available through the plan of salvation. Hallelujah. These testimonies, they are not the end of the matter. All of you have just angered the enemy. Amen. You have to hold on to this testimony of Christ. Hallelujah. It's from victory unto victory. Amen. The most vulnerable time is after a victory. Hallelujah. When you have just won a battle and you want to relax, no, this is the time to get fired. God, let us rise as we pray. Let us thank God for these testimonies. Thank him because indeed it spurs other people onto faith and onto love and even to believe more in God. Thank him for he showed himself strong and mighty on our behalf. He showed himself as a Lord that provides. He showed himself as the healer indeed. And thank him because most importantly, he showed himself as God who is faithful to his word. He says he's no respecter of persons. And that means that he provides for every person. He will provide every person with the opportunity to receive the blessing as long as that person is ready to accept him. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. We magnify your name. For in Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat. Have your seat, please. Very quickly. Lamentations chapter 22 and chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Lamentations 22 and 23. Upon Jeremiah. It says that it is because of the Lord's mercies and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions, they fail not. Amen. As you step into the month of August, as we progress, remember his tender mercies, because of his mercy and his loving kindness. That's what's going to sustain us. And in Psalm 69, verse 19, it says, blessed be the Lord God. Psalm 68, verse 19. It says, blessed be the Lord who bears our burdens, carries us day by day. Hallelujah. Even the God who is our salvation. He says is what? He carries us day by day. Hallelujah. Lamentation says that his mercies and his loving kindness will not be consumed. His compassions fail not. Please give me this in NKJV. Bears up our burdens and carries us day by day. In NKJV, it says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, as we step into this month and all the days of our life. This is what the Lord does. He daily loads us with benefits. And so when he loads us with benefits, he takes away the burdens and the cares. If you do not give it over to him, he's not going to have anything to work with. Hallelujah. It's a personal decision not to let worries and burdens hold you down. It's not that they are not there. Hallelujah. But you should hand them over to who it belongs. Amen. He will fight your battles for you. Hallelujah. And he will give us victory at the end of the day. Amen. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we'll take the communion this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I take it from verse 18. Just for in the first place, when you assemble as a congregation, I hear that there are cliques, divisions, and factions among you. I'm reading the Amplified Classic. And I in part believe it. For doubtless there have to be factions or parties among you, in order that they who that they who are genuine or approved fitness may become evident and plainly recognized among you. So when you gather, emphasis, when you gather for your meetings, it is not the supper initiate instituted by the Lord that you eat. For in eating, each one hurries to get his own supper first, not waiting for the poor. And one goes hungry while another gets drunk. What? Do you have no houses in which to eat and drink? Or do you despise the church of God and mean to show contempt for it? While you humiliate those who are poor, have no homes and have brought no food? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, most certainly I will not. For I received from the Lord himself that which I passed on to you. It was given to me personally, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was treacherously delivered up, and while his betrayal was in progress, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call me affectionately to remembrance." Similarly, when supper was ended, he took the cup also, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, ratified and established in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it to call me affectionately to remembrance." Hallelujah. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes again. Hallelujah. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in a way that is unworthy of him will be guilty of profaning and sinning against the blood, the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a man examine himself. Let the man thoroughly examine himself. And only when he has done that, so shall he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Amen. In the New King James Version, the last verse, it says, "But let," verse 28, "let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." Amen. I read it from verse 18 to give context to it. So at a particular point, when they gathered for the supper, there were some people that were eating more than the others. Hallelujah. They were not making fair. They would take very large portion of the bread. Some would take the wine until they are drunk. And he said, "This is not the way that it was instituted." He says, "It's an unworthy manner." Hallelujah. And you have to examine that. When he said, "This is what was handed over to me," when he, the last supper, he took bread, he broke it, and he gave it. Hallelujah. There was not anybody getting drunk. Hallelujah. They were drinking just a bit. And it was to signify and align with what he has done. Amen. And he says that he who drinks in an unworthy manner. So that's the unworthy manner that this verse is referring to. If you look at verse 18, 19, 20, then this verse is written to that unworthy manner. He says he brings judgment to himself. Do not deprive the poor among you. Don't let it be that you are consuming more than the others. Hallelujah. But what is also important for us is in verse 20. From verse 25. Okay, let me just read from 23. "So for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing this morning. As we take the communion, we give thanks because we remember that which he had come to do on the cross of Calvary. Remember what he has come to do by his resurrection. That he had come, he said, "I have come that you may have life. And have it more abundantly." And you know that life is a life of peace. You know, when Mrs. Drobuju was talking, she said that now I have peace. This thing is disturbing me. He gave you life, that you have peace, so that you can serve God. Hallelujah. And he said, when you do these things, when you take the bread and take the wine, you do it in remembrance of, you call to remembrance the things that I have done for you. Hallelujah. He says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. And so as we take this morning, we'll take it prayerfully. In the Amplified Version, verse 26 says, for every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact of the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whenever you eat the bread or drink the cup of the Lord in a way that is unworthy of him, you'll be guilty of profaning and sinning against the body and the blood of Christ. Let a man examine himself, and only when he has done so should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Hallelujah. If you have to make peace with God this morning, whatever manner you have to make peace, even as we take this communion, before you take it, make peace with him. Hallelujah. Align with the fact that he is God, and truly you understand what he has come to do for you. And just align with him, okay? Examine yourself thoroughly and be sure that you're in peace, at peace with God. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Thank you for these elements. We consecrate them even as we remember the cross work you have done on the cross. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. Thank you for the remission of sins. Thank you because you have given us that confidence to come before your throne. And even as we do, as we take this, thank you for it is health to our flesh and healing unto our bodies. We give you all the praise and all the glory. For in Jesus' name we pray. His presence. As we take the communion and as we take it, just speak to God. And whatever you need, his body was broken for you. His blood was shed for our redemption. Just give him praise. Thank you. If you need healing, there's healing in this place. If you need ideas, you will pop up your minds. If you need promptings, take it and worship him. Father, we give you all the praise.